This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. On an open line Thursday. Thursday means we talk fantasy football with our good friend Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. He's the host of CBS Eye on Fantasy Football Saturday nights from 10 till midnight right here on 106.7 The Fan. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
We are doing well. I am perusing your Week 7 lineup cheat sheet on CBSSports.com. Who to sit, who to start, who's a risky play. I know that you are... looking to sit two pretty big Raiders tonight in the Raiders-Chiefs tilt. Why don't you tell our listeners who they should put on their bench?
I'm not ready to roll with Derek Carr unless I have absolutely no other option. And if I'm not ready to trust him, then I'm going to have a hard time trusting Amari Cooper. And Cooper has certainly not lived up to expectations after a big week one. And Derek Carr specifically against Kansas City has just really been bad. He's only won one game as a starter. He's given you 20 or more fantasy points exactly zero times in any of those six starts. I think he's thrown over 250 yards once. I think he has one game with more than one touchdown against him. The Chiefs have had his number. I think they're going to continue to have his number. This sets up to be a game where Kansas City controls the clock, kind of grinds down the Raiders with a big dose of Kareem Hunt.
Ben Roethlisberger not having a really good year. All right, no secret there. No secret there. He's my starter because Stafford's on bye, but Jared Goff is on the waiver wire, and I could pick him up. What do you think?
If Goff is as good as it gets on the waiver wire, I wouldn't do it. I would stick with Roethlisberger. But I'm going to give you two names. You're going to cringe, Lurch, when I give you these names.
Roethlisberger sucks.
He does, and I'm going to tell you that Tyrod Taylor is a better start. He's going up against Tampa Bay.
All right, hold on. Let me see if he's available.
Taylor.
Go see if he's up there.
I like Taylor against the Bucs. Yep.
All right.
Yep. And Blake Bortles at Indianapolis.
Ooh, that's sassy.
All right, Bortles is available.
I know. Bortles, believe it or not, has a very good track record against Indianapolis. The Colts playing on a short week. They don't have a good pass defense to begin with. And we know that Leonard Fournette's a little bit banged up. I would not be surprised if Blake Bortles gave you a decent game this week at Indy.
So you like Bortles over Goff?
Yes.
I need to let
as Patrick Peterson is on that Cardinals defense, that really expands their blitz schemes and what they're able to do to attack opponents.
Dave, I think we need to tell the listeners that we had a failed trade transaction yesterday. There was some back and forth. I know that Dave has stockpiled a bunch of silly tight ends in our Men with the Nuts league. He was looking to offer one. He has Gronk on the block, and he needs a wide receiver. So I said, you know what? I'm always in the mood to upgrade my team. I'm going to offer Dave Keenan Allen for Gronk. He declined. I think we're at an impasse here.
And then I countered asking for A.J. Green for Gronk.
Well, I mean.
And you said no way to that. Well, so I think you're right. I think we're at an impasse. And the thing that really bugs me the most is that you're saying you want to upgrade your team at tight end. You've got Zach Ertz. The last guy you need is Rob Gronkowski on your squad.
That's true, but I could also roll out two tight ends every week. I could roll out Ertz and Gronk every single week. Yeah. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good, and I've been rolling out two tight ends in that league as well, and I'm going to continue to do it because I still have Hunter Henry with Rob Gronkowski. And it's more important for me to have two tight ends since one of them is Gronk than it is for you. I think for you it's a little bit more of a luxury, and I don't understand why you would trade away one of the better receivers in football to try and acquire a second tight end. Even though it's a difference maker like Gronk, you know what his history is. You know that he could get hurt and be out for the season, and that would clearly hurt your team. I wouldn't have even made an offer in the first place if I were you.
All right, the callers are screaming into their phones, wondering why they haven't been asked a question. All right, so let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, what's up, man? You're on with Dave Richard, CBS Sports. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, I'm in a half-point PPR 14-team league. and I'm so fed up with Jamison Crowder. I'm thinking, should I drop this guy and pick up Josh Dotson? At least he's getting in the end zone. Or do you recommend somebody else, you know, to replace him with?
I think that Josh Dotson is on the brink of breaking out in Washington. I think they want to get him involved more. You heard Jay Gruden mention that there were certain packages where he was a substitute in, and they want to change that. So I think his playing time is headed up. You know that he's got good speed. And how about the red zone usage? That's something that I like a lot going forward. That's something that I thought Charles Pryor would have this year. It hasn't worked out between Pryor and Cousins, and it certainly hasn't worked out between Jamison Crowder and Kirk Cousins, but it might with Dotson. You have no confidence to start Jamison Crowder in your fantasy league. You might as well drop him and go speculate on Dotson and see what he does in the next week or two.
Isn't it amazing how guys can be so promising at one moment and then just be seriously fantasy poison?
It's maddening, because I spent a lot of time this offseason working on Crowder and Pryor. And there was one point where I didn't like Crowder. I didn't think he would be that good. But then you go back and you watch him and you really study him and you say, okay, this is a guy that's got a lot of talent. I'm wondering if the injury that he suffered early in the season has kind of stuck with him, and maybe that's limiting him. Or really, it's come down to Kirk Cousins just spreading the ball around. He's getting Chris Thompson involved. He's getting Vernon Davis involved. And now Josh Dotson is getting a piece. No one guy has been the guy that he leans on. You know who suffered the most out of that, by the way? It's Jordan Reed. He's playing a lot. He's just not getting the type of targets that everybody expected. So it's kind of been a full 180 on who's made Kirk Cousins great for fantasy, but it's still helped Kirk Cousins stay great for fantasy.
All right, let's go to Jaime Manassas. Jaime, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Yes, on a flex, on a PPR league, Ty Montgomery, Duke Johnson, or Keenan Allen?
I'm going to tell you to go with Keenan Allen there. Certainly the fact that it's a PPR league, it helps that you're going to get points for those catches against Denver. And he's got a decent track record against the Broncos. I would expect him to line up in the slot a lot. He'll stay away from some of the tougher cornerbacks that Denver has. And I don't think Phillip Rivers is going to be scared to throw to Keenan Allen. So I think he's your best bet.
Thanks, Jaime. Let's go to Chris. New Carrollton. Chris, what's up, man? You're on with Dave Richard.
Yeah, what up, fellas?
What's up?
All right, PPR league, Kamara or Chris Thompson?
Wow, they're both really good. I would try to find a way to start both of them on your team. You know what I'm saying? But I got
McKinnon also.
You're loaded. It's great.
I know.
You should start winning some games. He knows. He's modest. Kamara is who I go with. I think the Saints are going to run the ball a lot against Green Bay. And Kamara, you know, is going to catch 4, 5, 6 passes a game. So I think he's a little bit safer right now than Chris Thompson.
All right.
I got you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, let's go to Heather. Dumfries. Heather, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, it's the Stanley League. My flex spot. Wonder if I should play Dwarka, Smallwood, or Derrick Henry. And then can I play with a Men with Nuts next year?
Maybe we should get her in.
In the league with all the poker degens.
Ah.
Yeah, it's wild. It's fun. You've enjoyed it, right, Kate?
I have. It's been fun. It's also fun being 5-1.
I know you might win this thing. That would be amazing.
Doing it with smoke and mirrors, I don't know how it's happening. But I'll take it.
I think Smallwood might be the answer here, especially if he continues to practice all week and trend in the right direction. I like that you've got all those running backs on your team. We're just not sure exactly what that workload is going to be for Derrick Henry, and we're not sure exactly how well Darkwell will do. Again, if he's going to get the type of carries they had last week, it's really going to depend on what the other team does. It's Seattle. I think they're going to put up some decent points in the game. I think Smallwood has actually got the most upside of the three.
All right. Thanks, pal. Thank you, Heather. Let's go to Jacques in Bristow. Hey, Jacques.
Hey, how's it going, Tellus?
Hey, what's up, Jacques?
Hey, quick question for you. I've got Phillip Rivers, and it scares me against that defense, and I could pick up Brett Huntley and play him against New Orleans in that shootout that it could be. I'm just wondering if that's a good player to just roll with Rivers.
I would roll with Rivers. I would check the waiver wire, see if somehow Carson Palmer's out there, see if Tyrod Taylor's out there. Those are the only two guys that Alex Smith, I guess, would be a third, but I bet he's owned. Those would be the only guys that I would start ahead of Rivers. Does not have a good track record playing the Broncos at home. He actually plays the Broncos better when he goes to Denver. And Denver certainly has been okay against opposing wide receivers. I know that Rivers had 3 touchdowns against him earlier this season. A lot of people are going to point to that and say, see, he's going to be good. 2 of the touchdowns came in the fourth quarter straight up after Broncos turnovers. So I don't know if that's going to happen again. I don't know if Rivers is going to have those kinds of opportunities.
I'd love to see it happen because I think he's a good quarterback, but his completion percentage is back down again this year like it was last year, not getting as many yards per game as he did. I would try and make a move for one of those other quarterbacks if it can help it.
I hope the listeners are ready for the speed round. Make it quick. You get one question, no trade questions, no pleasantries, no dumb questions, no rationale from Dave, unless he wants to offer it. The listeners have gotten better at the speed round, I must admit. Don't fail us today.
All right, let's go. Michael, speed round, go.
Benny Fowler, Jamison Crowder.
Fowler.
Let's go to Ricky. Fairfax, speed round, go.
Ricky.
Alex Smith or Matt Ryan?
Ryan.
Zabby, go.
Carson Palmer or Big Ben?
Palmer.
Wow.
Josh, D.C., speed round, go.
Sit one. Marquise Lee, Mohamed Sanu, or Kelvin Benjamin?
Benjamin.
Steve, Alexandria, go.
One out of three, standard league. C.J. Anderson, Ty Montgomery, or Aaron Jones?
Anderson.
Raymond, let me see. Oh, this is about the weather in Puerto Rico? What is this?
It's for the next segment. Jason wanted him calling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think Dave has any intel on that.
Yeah, all right. Hold on. Hold. What is it? I don't even know. Is it another one going to pummel Puerto Rico? Is that what's going on? I don't watch the news.
No, he claims he was scammed on something.
Ah, okay. All right. With no John DePompa?
He's out. Business today.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good weekend, buddy.
You got it, folks.
Hey,
good luck in
Dave,
your leagues.
Dave, if you had to play the Raiders or the Chiefs tonight, Chiefs laying three, who would you play?
Chiefs.
Oh, he came back with the quickness on that one.
All right. See ya.
Thank you, Dave. All right, can
later, guys.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to. I just inadvertently pressed the wrong button.
Can I tell you that I have not been able to concentrate for the last 5 minutes because of the missed opportunity? I'm so upset.
What is said missed opportunity?
All right, so we just had Steve-O in here, right? Mm-hmm. We have the ball cannon.
Yeah. Okay.
Why did we not have Steve-O? This is so easy. I guarantee he would have done it. Maybe he'll come back tomorrow. Why didn't we have Steve-O stand there in his underwear and we tape him against the wall and we fire balls at his Bozak, like in his underwear? You know what I mean? He can't protect his balls. Like something, why did we not do that? So why did we not incorporate the ball can?
I don't know.
We weren't even thinking about it.
It is an oversight.
Because Neil Greenberg just tweeted me and I forgot that we've had Steve-O in studio at least two previous times, I believe. And one of the times he came in and he stapled his scrotum to the chair. I forgot. You know, he's up for any. Why did we not fire ball cannon at his Bozak?
I think it's a little tame for Steve-O.
Yeah, like
because
he's kind of been there,
hurt,
done that.
It's not going to hurt him.
I mean, he swims
but
in jet fuel.
It's radio friendly. In other words, we could do it. It is tame, right? I'm thinking of something. It's tame. It's a Nerf ball at his Bozak. The guy, he just had Johnny Knoxville hitting baseballs at his head. Yeah. I get it, but it's something.
Because we just assumed that.
I just didn't think about it. We just thought we were in the box.
Yeah, well, we want to treat him like a circus animal.
Right. I know. I love him. But he loves attention so much. He's acknowledged it. We should have done it.
I didn't really want him to take off his shirt and I'd have to see all the skin grafts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, some of those pictures that he showed us during the breaks.
I would have had nightmares about that.
Can't wait for dong painting.
You could do that.
That's right around the corner.
You would love that. By the way, I tweeted a photo. It's on my Instagram too, EB Junkies, if you want to follow. I know no one cares. But as I said, he's the quintessential radio guest.
Right? Absolutely.
I don't think anyone is better. They might be as good in their own way. No one's better than Steve-O and a Steve-O story. And just his honesty and candor and such a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That combination. To me, for my world, he's the perfect radio
guest.
He's
great. Love having him in. Whenever he's here, he's always welcome.
What could we have done? Fire rocks at him in the ball? I mean, I don't want to hurt the guy. I figured a Nerf ball to the Bozak.
Do you know how much better he would have done the Paul Rabel bit than AWOD?
Oh, yeah.
He would have loved that.
What we should have had.
He might not even worn a helmet.
Should have
he would just stand there.
Yeah, he would.
He would stand there, no helmet, no pads.
God, can you imagine how bad that would hurt?
He would do that.
Paul is so silly, he's not even going to hit him. He's just going to paint the corners.
Right.
But it's going to be scary when that ball's whizzing by his head at 100 miles per hour.
Mm. Anyway, I just paralyzed because I'm looking at that ball cannon and I'm going, what a missed opportunity.
Yep.
God, we botched that.
Coming up next, we'll get into EB's entertainment page right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.